Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, Phil needs a pillow for his ass. Needs something to sit on.
Hemorrhoider? Probably.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
I don't have as much cushion as you.
Maybe it's just old man
syndrome. So you have a bony ass, is what you're saying.
No.
Just old man syndrome or something?
No. It's just,
well, why do you need a pillow for, you know?
Because I want to be higher because I can't see some of the stuff that I've written down because the lights are too bright.
Agita and hemorrhoids.
My God. Jesus.
He also just called you a fat ass.
Yeah, I know. He's been calling me that since he
Big
sat in
Big fat boomer.
Wow. I mean, I got to deal with these idiots, man. I'm telling you,
know, boomer,
it's unbelievable.
But listen.
What?
You just missed it. I actually was thinking of you last night as you watched Jerry.
Thank
we
you
were
very
talking
much.
About this earlier. Baseball players. I mean, they got legs on them like offensive linemen.
They do.
And now, you don't anymore, but back in the day, you could have been one of those guys. I mean,
Jerry, you have an update?
Is this just insult a second?
This is going to be like attack city all day long.
All right, we're brought to you by Brothers Supply, New York's number one source for ice air, peat tags, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. Taking to Chicago last night where the Yankees thumped the White Sox.
Now, here's the 2-0. Swung on and ripped to left field. Whoa. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Aaron Judge had a bullet line drive in the seats in left field. Yeah. All rise. Here comes the Judge. And in Chicago tonight, it is Judgment Day. A two-run blast by Judge. And the Yankees take an 8-2 lead.
That was John Sterling.
Hand-churned guacamole.
Hadn't heard that one before.
That's great.
Anyway, that was John Sterling on the fan. Aaron Judge had that bullet of a home run that put the Yankees up by 6 runs.
How
that
about Aaron Judge, huh?
How about him?
Could you imagine if he were a tight end for the Giants right now?
Yes, you could, actually.
Yes. No, I could see him. Think about when he came out of high school, Jerry. He probably knew he could be a professional football player. He went the hardest route to be a baseball player. And he would be a defensive end, a tight end, been a first-round draft pick if he probably didn't even play college football. But it's fun to watch him.
They win 12-3. His home run capped a 5-run sixth inning, all with 2 out, by the way. The White Sox couldn't get out of the inning. Manager was ejected. The pitcher was ejected. Here was Joe Girardi. Another kid that had a big night was Miguel Andujar. So they bring him up. They put him in the DH spot, and he goes 3-for-4 with 4 RBIs, a 2-run single in the first, 2-run double in the ninth.
Miguel comes up. First base hit. Another time the runner's on, another base hit, another time the runner's on, another base hit.
He even had a hit where Chase Headley got thrown out at the plate. Otherwise, he would have had another RBI.
Yeah, that's what you call a major league debut right there,
that
man.
That was awesome.
And I'll tell you what, the one ball that he hit to left field on the line was a rip. I mean,
is that the one where Headley was thrown out at home?
Yeah.
The line drive to Melky.
You know what it kind of looks to me like? I don't know if you remember Alfonso Soriano. He get into the
Alfonso
box.
Alfonso Soriano, sure.
Alfonso, right? And he had the big bat, and he had that thing swinging in there. It just looked like he was going to get a hit every time he got up.
Yep.
That's what it kind of looked like last night.
Well, not bad as he has 3 hits in his first game. Here was Girardi talking about that sixth inning where they did all their damage after the White Sox had gotten a couple of outs, but they couldn't retire the side.
The 2-out RBIs that we got. After they made it 3-2, we got 5 runs with 2 outs, and they were big RBIs from kids. So great to see.
And so they get the victory, as does Masahiro Tanaka. Here's Andujar. So how you feeling?
Super happy, you know, to have the opportunity to contribute.
And contribute in a big way, for
sure. And that's a translator?
Yeah.
That was all right, so that's a translator. And then the other thing, too, is that's Tanaka's second good outing in a row.
Yeah, he was good. He was
previous
okay.
outing won 8 innings against the Rangers. And then last night goes, 6 last night?
First win since May 8th.
Right. But more importantly, you know, only 6 hits, only 2 earned runs. He did get 5 strikeouts.
Yep.
So that's back-to-back good starts by Tanaka. So that's got to be encouraging for Joe Girardi.
And I'm sure maybe you saw, maybe you didn't, but the pitcher, Rodon, however you pronounce his name, he almost hits Didi Gregorius in one of the first couple of innings. It's one of the worst wild pitches you'll ever see. I mean, right over his head. He was horrendous.
It was like a 50 cent pregame.
It was something like that. It was like a wild pitch. Thing pitch for Major
cent?
League.
You ever see a guy 50 cent throw the, out throughout the first pitch at the
I probably
games?
Have, yes.
It was brutal. Yes. It was brutal.
Their pitching was brutal. The White Sox walked 10 batters last night.
50 cent.
Mm. Did you see Joe Girardi last night early in the game standing in the corner of the dugout every time they showed? He was like... I think he was still reminiscing about the night before, and every pitch and whoa, you could. It looked like he didn't sleep last night.
You know, you know what's hard for me to understand, and I don't know how they do it, because when we lost the game in the NFL, I lost more games than you did. You carry those damn games with you. Like, they stay with you all the way until the next Friday.
Right, but
that's never out of your system.
But that's baseball, though. You come right back the next day. You don't have to wait 7 days.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point.
No, that's what's great. But the bad thing is you're reliving last night's game while you're watching the one that night. And
true.
I could just see it in his face.
Do I have to go to Tyler Clipper tonight? Oh, my God.
No, they didn't.
Yes.
Although they go back to Chase and Shreve last night. Sessa and Shields will go tonight. We'll have it on the Fan. And also, we've been talking about Matt Holliday. To the DL, viral infection is what they are calling.
So now they have Castro on the DL, right? Hicks is on the DL. Holliday's on the DL.
Yep.
So
Tyler Austin might be going on the DL.
Looks like he's going to go on the DL. This is almost reminiscent of what's going on over in Flushing.
Yeah, every day it's something.
It's worse over
every day
Mets.
It's something. Every day. Speaking of the Mets, Curtis Granderson is really heated up.
1-2 pitch. Granderson smokes it deep in the air, right center field. It's going to go. Curtis Granderson has done it again. Over the 392 marker in right center field. Two-run home run. He is just crushing it on this road trip. The Mets expand that lead to 6-0.
Josh Lewin, WOR. The Mets win 8-0. They didn't have to sweat this one out. Steven Matz was terrific. 7 scoreless innings for the win. Granderson the home run. Same with Struble Cabrera. Here was Terry Collins. So Cabrera at second base. How has he adjusted to the play there? Good answer.
He can play second base. There's no big adjustment. This guy's a tremendous infielder.
And so it's working out
and
just
he's hitting,
fine.
And he's hitting the ball too.
Yeah.
So basically what's happening here is that Granderson, Cabrera are showing that they can still play.
Yeah.
You know, Neil Walker comes back. Hopefully that's going to be the case. Jay Bruce is having a monster year. All of these guys are going to be assets that the Mets can trade if they want to trade.
They could.
At the trading deadline, depending on what happens. But how about this? Who has hit more home runs in a month of June than the Mets have since 2006?
The Mets.
Nobody.
Nobody?
Nobody.
I'm saying, the Mets this year.
Right. The Mets have 50 home runs in the month of June. That's the most for any team since 2006. So
yeah.
There's something. So the debate is there something with the ball? Is there something with the bats? Is it just poor pitching?
Yeah, it's – let me see. Let me think. It's the bats. It's the balls. It's the ballparks, which are all smaller than years before. And it's also the players. They – Jerry, you and I were talking about this early this morning.
Before, talking sports.
We were talking sports.
Before Boomer got here,
we
were waiting on him. But everybody, you just saw it. Everybody that gets up has almost like the perfect swing now to do what? To drive it out of the park.
Well, that's apparent.
It's about power, and they explode through the ball when you watch them.
I think it was Josh Donaldson, mock me for whatever, was on MLB Network talking about how baseball is about the home run ball now. That's it. You're not taught. I shouldn't say taught. Guys don't want to hit sharp ground balls and line drive. They want
uppercut
balls.
Swings. You're talking about uppercut
and
swings.
And hit the ball deep. That's what they're taught.
Well, just look at last night. A couple things. Steven Matz, I thought, was awesome. And Ron Darling said a lot of things. I thought, well, that's right. That makes sense. Of course it makes sense. He's an ex-pitcher.
Right.
But just...
Sometimes it doesn't make sense, though. You know, he wears those metrosexual glasses and... tries to be smarter than
everybody
else.
I'm not worried about what he wears. I'm just kind of listening to him. But Cespedes, did you watch the game last night?
Yes.
Every time he swings the bat, it's you think it's a home run.
The ball to
last night, he missed it 3 times, and he threw the bat down in disgust because he knew he had to pitch to knock it out and missed it.
Yep.
So
he's just he's a little bit off. While Granderson, as Josh did say in the play-by-play, is just ripping the cover off of the ball.
Very
is having an unbelievable month here. And this road trip has been ridiculous. It's good for him because, you know, every year it's the same thing with him.
Yeah.
6 weeks into it, get rid of him. Get rid of him. He stinks. He's killing us. He's holding us down. And then all of a sudden, come June, come July, he turns it on and has like a month to remember. And that's exactly what they're going through right now.
And the Mets have won 4 of 5. Seth Lugo and Jose Ureña will go tonight in the series finale. A couple of other things from baseball. The Nationals beat the the Cubs 8-4. We played all the Miguel Montero sound yesterday. The Cubs promptly cut him for going after the pitchers.
Yes. Oh, you did. Okay. The catcher sounding, saying that Jake Arrieta, it's not my fault. I can't do it. I need some help and all that other stuff. But, you know, also, was it Izzo came out and hammered Montero for, you know, saying what he said. And obviously Theo Epstein heard it and said, we got to get rid of this guy.
Right. And they got rid of him. He's gone. You also had the Cubs. Oh, Anthony Rizzo is who you were talking about. You said Izzo.
You said Izzo. He's the guy upstairs.
I'm thinking about Tom Izzo.
Jiggles. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, however you want to call it. Yes. Anyway.
We have a guy that plays on our softball team that does all these different, you know, tape pieces and all that stuff.
Right.
Tom Izzo, great. He's really, really talented, right?
Yeah, he is. He's good. Yes.
You know, somewhere today before we leave, let's make sure we talk about that softball team.
Yeah.
I got some comments. Some
I'm sure you
observations
do.
Of watching you guys play.
At least we do
great.
Play.
Can't wait.
At least we are actually playing.
Oh, yeah. You
some
play.
Guys are just standing
you,
there.
You pitch.
He played first base.
Oh, and then he
made
then,
a nice play,
he
too,
did,
by the way.
Yes.
Thank you. I did the splits.
Because the Honey
and
Badger
caught a ball.
The Honey Badger threw the ball into the ground.
But you have a guy run for you.
I do.
I mean, that's incredible.
At least I'm out there.
The show's going to turn into grumpy old men real quick,
yes,
isn't it?
Exactly. Go ahead. What else you got?
Jerry, what are you talking about? You and I were sitting over there by first base destroying everybody.
Phil and I are like the old guys in the Muppets sitting up in the balcony screaming and yelling at everybody.
Okay. Sounds about right.
Yes.
And then the Angels played the Dodgers last night. I'm going to play you the way this game ends. Ben Revere gets on base on an error, goes to second base on a wild pitch, and then here's a strikeout pitch, and he would score.
Here's the 2-2 pitch, and that one is missed. The ball gets away from Grandal. Maben didn't really know where it was, and then the throw to first base sails over Utley, and the Angels are going to walk off on the throwing error.
So it's they're basically calling it online a strikeout walk-off, which is so stupid.
Yeah.
But that's the way that goes. Angels beat the Dodgers 3-2. Also, the Rockies did lose to the Giants last night, so all of a sudden the Rockies have lost 8 straight games. Yeah, interesting.
See, everybody goes through it.
And, everybody goes through
as
it.
Joe Girardi's been trying to say over the last 2 weeks, every team goes through stuff like
right.
this.
Absolutely right. And they're the latest. Rockets acquire Chris Paul from the Clippers. LA getting back Patrick Beverley, Sam Decker, Lou Williams, and 4 more players and a
four
top 3
players.
Protected. Yes. It's a huge deal. I don't think anybody of note those other 4, but I mean it's a lot
Bobby,
of players.
Bobby's my basketball expert. Bobby Dwyer is sitting in for Al Duke. So tell me about this, Bobby. What do you think? Is this a huge win for Houston, and can these two guys coexist? And
I don't know if they can coexist.
Well,
personally.
First of all, they're not going to do this unless James Harden says, hey, I'd love to have
he wants
this.
To play with them.
Right.
I'm in the minority here. I think Chris Paul is very overrated, personally, so
right.
I don't think it's going to work.
And then the other interesting thing about all of this, I was just thinking that, you know, Harden does so much heavy lifting for the Houston Rockets. He's got to handle the ball. He's got to shoot the ball. He's got to pass the ball. And it's like constantly every game he's got to do that. To me, this looks like, okay, let's relieve some of that pressure.
Yes.
And let Chris Paul handle the ball a little
bit.
Well,
D'Antoni's special, so he's going to – and he wants Paul in his system. So it'll be interesting, but I just don't – personally, I just don't see. I don't see them being good enough to
well,
beat.
Well, they're going to be the Warriors,
so.
But everybody's trying. It's an arms race.
But they're not
now, so
done,
right?
They want to get George or Melo.
Or
even.
Carmelo has been
awesome. They mentioned. Could have Carmelo,
but it's like Cleveland. You know, you can't. Kyrie Irving and LeBron, you know, LeBron can't bring it up every time like James Harden does. And when I watched them play late in the year, you could tell it was wearing him out. So
yeah.
Now he's got somebody else, like you just said, to take that burden off.
Take some pressure off, man.
I don't think Chris Paul's in that upper echelon of stars that everybody puts him in either. But I think it's a good match down there with James Harden.
Well, that's
It'll be fun to watch.
Well, if James Harden says to Mike D'Antoni, go get him.
Yeah, they've wanted to play together, the
yeah,
two of them.
All right, so then it's hopefully it's a match made in heaven for them. But again, still not good enough to beat the Spurs or the Warriors.
Nope.
Well, here is D'Antoni quickly. He was asked point blank, can these two play together? Here was his answer.
It's a little bit like the USA basketball or like Durant going to Golden State. You can sit around all day and say, why that wouldn't work. Well, guess what? It does, because they want it to work.
So
that's
I think that's the best answer.
Mike D'Antoni is a genius.
And that's why Mike D'Antoni left the Knicks. Carmelo can't make it work, so I'm out of here. can you believe that Mike D'Antoni would want Carmelo down in Houston?
No.
I read all this stuff.
Which
I'm
is
like,
why
the, dude, they remember that Mike D'Antoni left the Knicks
because of Carmelo. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, so let's.
But there are articles all over the place that say they're interested
in trying
to acquire Carmelo. So I don't know. Why would he go there?
Did anybody ask Mike D'Antoni, do you want to acquire
I did not hear the entire press conference.
I guess you really can't give you an answer about a player
that Rockets GM is always looking to make moves and everything, too.
Well, the owner wants to spend some money.
Yeah.
And by the way, part of that deal, I said seven players, also a top three protected first-round draft pick.
Really?
So it's a huge deal that the Rockets made yesterday.
They have great crowds down there, too. When you watch a game, they pack it in, and they are ready to go.
I went to one of their games around the Super Bowl this year, and it was packed. But then again, it was everybody was
in
town.
They were a 50-plus win team, too, and they were exciting. And the Rangers signed defenseman Brendan Smith to a four-year
deal. Right, a four-year deal. I think it's a pretty good deal. It's like $17.5 million. It's an honest deal. But the only thing I hate the fact that they give these no-trade clauses out. It just, you know, that's why they ended up moving Derek Stepan, because July 1st, no trade clause kicks in. He's the only asset that we have, along with Antti Raanta, to be able to, you know, get underneath the cap, and then you have to make a move that maybe you might not be happy about, you know, come, you know, when the season gets here.
Yep.
Are we talking hockey?
Yes, we are.
Briefly.
You know, I went to a game with Boomer and his son, and Jerry, I'm going to admit this on the air. So his son Gunner is explaining a lot to me, because I don't follow hockey.
Don't know what you're missing.
Yeah. Well, I understand. And you were apologizing that night. Well, they both played last night. It's not as exciting as usual. That's okay.
You got a dud of a regular season game.
I sucked that night. I was like in the middle of like a five-game home losing streak, and I was pissed.
But I made the mistake. Of course, your son knows everything about hockey. Yes. Coaches a team, and he's teaching me. And something ends. I said, "Oh, the quarter's over." And he goes,
"That's a rookie mistake."
Period.
That's a period. Let's go to Vinny and River's Edge. Vinny, you're on the fan with Boomer and Phil. What's happening?
Boomer. Yeah. Hey, Vin the bookie.
Yeah. Oh, Vinny the bookie.
Oh,
how you
Vinny
doing?
The bookie.
What's
troublemaker.
Going on, brother?
Hey, now that Mr. Sims is no longer calling games, maybe he can actually make his picks, you know, when he does his picks on Inside the NFL.
Yeah, you're right. A little bit better picks, yeah. Exactly.
Make better picks?
Yeah, make better picks.
No, you're afraid to make
You're afraid to make picks.
Hey, Vinny.
I'm Vinny. Thank you for calling in and telling the truth. Finally. Finally.
Who's won the trophy every
single
year?
Yeah, but you don't actually pick games. I don't know what you're picking.
No, he makes the picks, but he won't disclose it on air because he's afraid if he picks, you know, against the Broncos when he goes into Denver to interview them, they'll be mad at him.
They have big men. They will beat me up.
You are very,
These
very
people
sensitive.
Really get upset about picking against their team.
It's crazy. Right? It's nuts.
I mean, hey, listen, your buddy sitting beside you on NFL Today, Bill Cowher.
Yes.
Once before a championship game when they played the San Diego Chargers, I think it was, everybody at NBC picked against Pittsburgh. I show up for the Friday morning practice. I'm the only one that was allowed to go in.
Because you picked Pittsburgh.
No, because he goes, at least you had the smarts not to pick the game that you're calling.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, he meant it, and he was upset.
What about Coward? Are you guys going to have the same picks from Tuesday and Inside the NFL to Sunday the NFL Today? Or are you guys
Vinny,
switching?
I will remember mine from Tuesday to Sunday. I love it when I'm out at the games and watching Boomer, and I go, he's picking the opposite of what he did on Tuesday.
You know why? Because I got inside information come Sunday.
Did you win? On Sunday, did you win the pick segment?
Probably not. I don't know.
Did you win on Inside the NFL?
Probably not.
Okay.
Oh, you got the whole thing rigged over there at Inside the NFL. Thanks, Vinny. I appreciate it.
All right, gentlemen. Have a good one.
Sorry, Jerry.
Yeah. No, I'm good. I'm done.
You
We're all
done.
Good. Yep, we did hockey.
We didn't get to talk about Steven Matz's great performance last
night.
Well,
we'll get to him. We got plenty of time. There's plenty of time to talk about everything.
Well, I'm here with you, so I got to get it in there when I can.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about Phil Jackson, because I want to get your sense on Phil, because I know that you've been in a situation over there at the Giants that wasn't all that great for you, much like I was in a situation that wasn't all that great for me at the Jets.
If you're an athlete, you're going to be in that situation sooner
or
later.
Are hired in positions that directly affect your performance on the court or the field, so I do have some sympathy for Carmelo Anthony, believe it or not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.